Sidney Powell was fired from the Trump campaign's legal team? What happened? This is America Divided. I'm Gage, and this is America Divided. A lot has happened over the weekend, and as you guys know, we don't actually make videos on the weekend. This is a weekday show. So a lot has gone down. Big news, big information that honestly shocked myself by reading this. So in our last episode of America Divided, we talked about how Sidney Powell was going to be one of Trump's new lawyers, how she's very confident in the case, and it turns out that over the weekend, the Trump campaign released a statement. The statement read, Sidney Powell is practicing law on her own. She is not a member of the Trump legal team. She is also not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. Rudy Giuliani, attorney for President Trump, and Jenna Ellis, Trump campaign senior legal advisor and attorney for President Trump. This came out on November 22nd, 2020, so on Sunday. The mainstream media went ham, basically saying that I've heard some stories say, oh, Trump fired, you know, his best lawyer, saying that it was on C-SPAN. There was this GOP press conference and Rudy was there. Jenna Ellis was there. And also, of course, Sidney Powell was there. She was basically going on and on and on about how the Dominion software was made in Cuba and Argentina, and it was switching votes from Trump to Biden. Now, this, if true, would be the biggest conspiracy theory in the history, or better yet, the biggest scandal in the history of America, because this is huge stuff. But I'm going to play a clip here.
What we are really dealing with here and uncovering more by the day is the massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China, in the interference with our elections here in the United States, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. Now, the software itself was created with so many variables and so many back doors that can be hooked up to the internet or a thumb drive stuck in it or whatever. But one of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system.
People on the mainstream media were calling her crazy. They were saying that she is wacko. That's why I've even heard some people say that she's more wacko than Rudy Giuliani. And that's why the Trump campaign severed ties. She was saying a lot about how the votes were being switched automatically. And we saw a lot of this on election night. I was analyzing with Isaac on the Midday Mumbles stream. We were seeing charts where all of a sudden Biden would get a ton of votes. And one of her points was, you know, if you flip a coin 189,000 times, it's impossible to get the same result over and over again. You're always going to get some heads, some tails in the mix. So her point with that meaning is, you know, out of the 189,000 votes that went mainly for Biden, directly for Biden, exclusively for Biden, she's saying that out of those, there should be some for Trump. There's a lot here. There's a lot here for the Trump campaign. There's a lot of avenues, she was saying. One of her biggest things was she was saying that the evidence was enough to basically overturn the election in such a big way. We're talking landslide. And she had a lot of bold statements, a lot of things that honestly intrigued conservatives, because Not because this isn't a matter of Trump winning the election. This is a matter of is the corruption this bad? You know, everyone knows that Washington is corrupt. Everyone knows that we elect people basically just to get richer and richer and richer. Well, we get poorer, or, you know, they make decisions on our behalf that aren't in the best interest. But for Washington, or for politics to be this corrupt to the point where there would be a conspiracy this large. I mean, we're talking about a huge conspiracy here. We're talking about a company, a foreign company, interfering in the election by using software. You thought the Russian hoax was huge. This is even bigger. Basically, you know, when you hear Sidney Powell saying this stuff, you start to think, you're like, well, you know, yes and no. You know, it sounds crazy, but at the same time, it definitely could be possible. And that's what a lot of conservatives said. In fact, that's what Tucker Carlson had said this week. Tucker Carlson and Sidney Powell kind of butted heads a little bit, I'll say. So Tucker Carlson basically sent a text, or his team sent a text to Sidney asking for her to come on. I mean, this is a big story. Even, and these were his words, that he would have dedicated an entire week, an entire month to the story with Sidney Powell, because this is an important story that needs some sort of platform if it is real. And Sidney Powell apparently didn't give the evidence to Tucker, basically. And this was what Tucker had said. I'm going to play the clip.
For more than a week, Powell has been all over conservative media with the following story. This election was stolen by a collection of international leftists who manipulated vote tabulating software in order to flip millions of votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. The other day on television, Powell said of Trump that when the fraud is finally uncovered, quote, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes. On Sunday night, we texted her after watching one of her segments. What Powell was describing would amount to the single greatest crime in American history. And we took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her.
So Tucker ran the story criticizing Sidney Powell because, I mean, this is a big story, and obviously people need to know the truth. People need to know what's going on. I mean, I have such a hard time myself doing the show because trying to find any evidence, any information on this is very time consuming. I spend my nights basically on my phone doing research, trying to read articles, you know, drawing up a Google document for the episode, and I have a really hard time. I mean, YouTube suppresses these stories. I mean, some of these videos, that C-SPAN video I played was extremely hard to find. That was like on the probably 50th page of YouTube. So Sidney Powell was on Fox Business, and she had said this.
No, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker that I had not even attached to a pleading yet to help him understand the situation. And I offered him another witness who could explain the mathematics and statistical evidence far better than I can. I'm not really a numbers person. But he was very insulting, demanding, and rude. And I told him not to contact me again in those terms.
So basically, in this clip from Fox Business, Sidney Powell had said that, you know, she sent over some affidavits. She even had a witness lined up to go on the show, and that wasn't good enough for Tucker. Now, I mean, I have a history of watching Tucker since the show began. So, you know, I know how Tucker is. I know, you know, you guys know how Tucker is. He's very, Tucker is very hardcore when it comes to evidence. He wants to make sure that he exposes the corruption. And, you know, also he wants to make sure that he has the facts. So I understand that. And, you know, there's two sides to every story. And honestly, that side of things, it is what it is. You know, it all comes down to who you want to believe. Personally, I'm in the middle with that right there. But people have been saying that Sidney Powell separating herself from the Trump legal campaign is basically her being fired for being crazy. That's what I heard, which is quite the opposite. She has actually created her own website, Sidney Powell, and she's going after the Dominion software company and proving the corruption to be real. She's asking for donations. I think that this makes a lot of sense, honestly, for her to go off on her own, because she is separating herself from the Trump campaign, meaning that she is no longer representing President Trump. She's not getting paid from the Trump campaign. She is a single attorney going after the Dominion software, trying to prove that, which I think makes a lot of sense, because, you know, Trump isn't really the Trump campaign lawsuits aren't to prove anything about the Dominion side of things. That's a totally different can of worms. That could take a decade to prove or more. You know, Trump is more or less trying to prove the immediate, you know, proof of voter fraud, the immediate proof of votes being thrown away, votes being destroyed, et cetera, et cetera. And with that said, that is, you know, those are two different, totally different lawsuits. And it's just going to be interesting to see how this plays down. I think that there'll be a lot of collaborations between Sidney and the Trump legal campaign, especially with Rudy Giuliani. I think there'll be definitely a lot of collaborations, a lot of working pieces, moving pieces will kind of stack on top of each other. The Dominion side of things, I think they'll collaborate on the lawsuits. A lot of this information, a lot of these stories, a lot of these videos aren't going to come out till Monday, obviously, which is today. I'm just anxious to kind of see what's next for the Trump campaign. I did hear a lot of people say they're giving up. I heard that Mike Pence is going on vacation. You know, a lot of people are kind of getting the feeling of defeat, almost like they're getting ready to concede, they're getting ready to give up. But that's hardly from the truth. Actually, the Trump campaign is just pushed out a new appeal today in Pennsylvania, which basically shows that it's the Third Circuit of Court of Appeals, basically showing that they're not done. They're still going hard. And I think that they're going to prove voter fraud in many of the big states. I think it's going to be difficult. I don't think it's going to be an easy feat. I think that there's going to be a lot of extensions. I think this is going to go on and on and on for the next few weeks. Like I said, I mean, I don't think we're really going to know until have a definite sort of direction until the start of December to see really what's going on. I think it's going to take a week or two. I think a lot of people, you know, they're going to enjoy their Thanksgivings. We're going to go into the holidays. It's going to be kind of politically free, but I think there's going to be a lot of big stories. But honestly, only time can tell. And this is a huge story. And I just wanted to kind of give the facts here and kind of give my two cents, because I feel as though, you know, the mainstream media isn't doing a good job at telling the truth. You know, I've seen, like I said, so many stories of people saying, oh, Trump's giving up. This is it. This is the end of the lawsuit. It's hardly the end. It's the beginning. I've been Gage, and I'm signing off.